You can't pretend the war's not happening when you're down there. And I think that's important. I think it's too easy for people to cut themselves off from it. And in a lot of ways, I don't know why it feels so important. And we all say the same thing down there. We don't know exactly why it's so important that we're there, but it is. And we get loads of posts from all over the world every day from people who say, thank you for being there. We can't do it, but you're there for us. The police changed their policy on how they're treating us, and everywhere I've looked at it, and it's all illegal. But they very quickly decided to stop us bringing sleeping bags and tents down, and then after a bit, they stopped us bringing spare clothes down. We had to smuggle in somebody's clothes, you know, somebody's socks. A few of us girls went out and smuggled three pairs of socks in down our bras. And some days they're quite friendly and nice and they just kind of do you a bit of search, and other days they'll just suddenly decide you've got to take your coat off and they've got to get female officers with rubber gloves on and, you know, do the whole business. And yesterday they shut this road to everybody. They weren't letting anybody down at all. And so I came up here and I said, well, what about if me and somebody else just sit up here with the visitors book, just so we can receive our visitors? And they said, no, you're not having a demonstration here. You have to go to the prescribed meeting place. And I, like, it's not a meeting. This is our homes and these are our visitors who have come to visit us. You know, my mum might come and visit me. They're letting food and water at the moment. They're consistently not letting firewood in. There's been the odd occasion where the odd nice gobbers let us have a little bit. But they're letting food and water in at the moment, but some days, just completely arbitrarily, you'll go out to do a bit of shopping, you'll come back and they'll say, oh no, you're not taking that in there, and you have to leave your shopping. And there was a 12-hour, I think it was Monday before last, we're a bit sloppy about getting water in, and we noticed, oh dear, we haven't got water for the washing up, better go out. So went out, fetched water, weren't allowed back in with it for 12 hours. I think that must have been, I don't know what force was on, but it would have been till that force, and then the shift changes, and the next force has a completely different idea about what they're supposed to be doing. Well, in some senses, they've accepted that we live there, in that they haven't chucked us out for this weekend, which they were kind of threatening to do. Some of us are on the electoral roll in that. But at the same time, they wouldn't accept the tents as frontages of dwelling places to allow us to have visitors. And it seems like... It doesn't seem like. We've had it shown, we've proved over and over again by the way they've treated this, that what they've done is they took a bit of this law and a bit of that law and a bit of another law and kind of mushed together something that kind of works but is still illegal. And we're in a different, difficult situation with the bobbies, because some of them are actually quite nice people, and they are. Some of them have been really uneasy about what they're doing, but they get their orders. And it's not the bobbies that are. Some of them are out of order, but you know, in theory, on the whole, they're not out of order. It's whoever has given them the order to do all the things they're doing, and that order is illegal. And nowhere can you find any legal grounds for the way they're treating us, and it's purely and simply to try and encourage us to just leave. It isn't about terrorism, it isn't about keeping us safe or anybody else safe. It's purely and simply about not letting us have our protest. When we first came, we were allowed to go into the field next to the camp and wave banners at the B-52s and all the rest of it, and that was okay. But they kept on hassling the landowner about us, that he, you know, should take out an order and all the rest of it.
It's a civil matter, isn't it?
It is a civil matter in theory, but if you try going on the field, they will arrest you.
For what?
And they'll arrest you on a public order thing, first of all, and then they'll do what they did to Sam the other day when he insisted he was going to walk in with his very non-dangerous tent. And they arrested him on the public order, whichever section it is, and then when they got him back to the station, they charged him with assault.
The bombing is a very clean-cut and straightforward thing to object to, you know, this rather indiscriminate killing of lots of people by these very big industrial machines that these bombing planes are. So, and it's a very potent symbol of the destruction that's going on at the moment.
A lot of standing around, you know, these guys doing their jobs, getting bored while they load these weapons of mass destruction. The violence that they're, you know, perpetrating is not obvious. They're just guys doing a job, they're individuals just going about their business. But yeah, what's going on is they're loading bombs and they're flying them out. At the moment they were for the first couple of weeks just flying JDAMs out and loading lots of standard bombs, which they chuck out the back. And the last couple of days, they've started flying out cluster bombs as well.